Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for the game of the week, Keith?
I am ready for the game of the week, Jones. It's a massive game. Division on the line.
Well.
On the line for the Pats.
Well.
Chance to cross the line for the Pats. Have it again. Let me have it again.
Yeah.
Chance to win the division.
There it is.
There it is. Perfect. Nailed it.
I do think it's...
I'm very excited about the game, though.
Some
good
games on the slate, and I'm excited for it as well. There's some good games on the slate.
Oh, there's a few to pick from, for sure.
I would say it's the game of the week.
Game of the week.
Should be a lot of points. Rematch. Maybe you'll even get some weather, some snow.
Maybe some weather.
On top of it.
I mean, cold.
I do like that it just occurred to Stephen A. that the Patriots have Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs. Well, no, Stephen A. was the same guy 3-4 weeks ago talking about how good Mike Vrabel's been, which he has been good.
Yeah.
But he's like, he has the same roster from last year.
Same roster?
Like, dude, there's like three guys. They kept three guys. But, yeah.
But even been like Diggs lit them up in the first game.
Torched
them. You know what? I was leaning towards Buffalo, but I started thinking,
Stephon Diggs.
Like, oh, right, yeah, him.
He saw the Cardi B TikTok, and he was like, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I think Steph Diggs could be an X-factor.
Now that you mention it, he might do something against Buffalo.
He did the first time. There's no excuses for the first game either, because I know these national guys really don't watch probably anything, but you would think they would watch more of like the primetime games, like the standalone games. You should be available for those times. Sunday Night Football back in Week 5 was a pretty big game.
Yeah.
And that was when sort of everybody like woke up on the Patriots and was like, hey, wait a minute, are they for real? And they haven't lost since. And yeah, Stephon Diggs had his best game of the season against his former team.
So I think you said this yesterday or maybe it was the day prior, and it's a good point. It's not just the rest of the country maybe started taking the Patriots seriously. We went into it going, just keep it within a touchdown. Keep it within a score.
Yeah.
Don't embarrass yourselves. Be competitive. And that can still be... you know, a nice confidence builder for the Pats. I think they probably started to buy in, though.
Yeah.
You know, I think the team itself, when they beat Buffalo on national TV, and Drake May is stiff-arming defenders to the ground and falling out of bounds, hucking it 40 yards downfield to Stephen A., Stephon Diggs, and making big plays on national television and going into their building and beating them, I think that's probably when they started to look around and go, well, man, we have a pretty light schedule. We can play with teams like Buffalo. We can take this pretty far.
Yeah, there's more than that. And I think it legitimized the blowout win the week before against Carolina, who turns out is not a bottom-of-the-basement team. They're a middle-of-the-pack team.
They're currently winning the NFC South after the Bucks' horrible loss last night.
Oh, all-time uniform matchup, by the way. Those are two of my favorite. You don't like the Falcons like I do?
I love, creamsicle. Yeah. The creamsicle Bucks uniform. I don't like those Falcons uniforms.
I love the Falcons uniforms. Red helmet, black jersey, white pants. Holy, those are two of the five best football uniforms, I think.
Yeah, I don't think
so. In my humble opinion.
I didn't even want them in our football bracket
when
we did this. Never mind in the top five.
Falcon uniform is sharp, is real nice. Although it's funny, we were going through like the best uniforms, right? And we're talking about like the Patriots when they go their throwbacks. Somebody sent me the other day, I think it was the 1984 NFL uniforms. And I was like, oh, it's just all those. It's actually just
the
all
ones
of them.
I like were just the ones that were on football cards like, when I was a kid. Yeah.
Right. It's whatever. How many teams were in the league then? Like 28? You're like, it was just all of those ones.
Yeah,
actually.
That Seahawks uniform. Ooh, that Houston Oilers uniform. Look at the Bucks. Look at the Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks is amazing. No, Bucks greater than Falcons.
How do you lose in that Bucks jersey?
They kind of had some bad clock management there at the end and just kind of fell apart.
Todd Bowles throwing on second down, you idiot.
I would not have done that. That looks really good. That's even better than their icy whites. When they go white, all white with like the helmet, the old one with the guy, the pirate with the knife in the mouth.
Yep, that's nice too.
This orange though really pops. But I'm telling you, you're fast asleep on those Falcons uniforms.
Yeah, I'll stay asleep on those.
Red helmet.
They're fine.
Got the dirty bird on it.
They're probably better than what they currently
wear.
They're
so good. Kyle Pitts had a generational night.
Dude, how about Kyle Pitts?
How about him?
He's here.
He had a career's worth of touchdowns in one game.
Breakout game for Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, that year six jump.
Imagine going up against Kyle Pitts in fantasy, and if that happened, you'd be like, dude.
He was benched in my home league last night against the kid that dropped him. It could have been an all-time revenge game opportunity. It was like 40 points. Could have been an all-time revenge game opportunity. Instead, he just rotted on somebody's bench.
I traded him away in my other league and...
Sick brag, yeah. Bro.
Oh, yeah. BTJ.
Yeah, I don't even use BTJ. It was a bad trade in hindsight.
Oh,
but
yeah. Boy, I was like, Keith, you got to hit accept on that trade right now.
But the kid who had Pitts has a first round bye anyway, so he just got it wasted 30 something points to not do anything with it. But awesome uniforms last night. But because of that, Carolina is actually leading the division, so that's another technically quality win for the Pats.
Yeah,
but what happened was
except the other side of that coin is their Bucks win kind of stinks now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as good. But the Panthers wins look better.
But their best win is obviously the Bills game. But then since then, there hasn't been a letdown game. At least like a full letdown game where they lost. You could argue the Bengals game was not a great game by them. The Falcons game was a super close game.
But they still won.
They won all those games. And then they've had some where they've looked better than others. But now here's another opportunity to either, I would say, further legitimize. Like, I think they're already a legitimate team. But if you beat the Bills twice, I mean, then I don't know what anybody could say.
They're a legit team. Like, they're a playoff team. They're probably winning the division no matter what. You win this. Maybe a Super Bowl favorite. Drake May, definitely the MVP favorite. Like, I think you legitimize all that stuff. You're a good team and a playoff team and probably winning the AFC East regardless of what happens on Sunday. You win, you're looked at as maybe the favorite, certainly in the AFC, and Drake May is looked at as the favorite for MVP. He keeps, seesawing back and forth with Matt Stafford. Good text already here on the text line, 617-779-7937. Guys, the show just started. It's already Grab Bag and Fashion Police?
Yeah. Oh, actually, we have a separate Fashion Police for Grab Bag.
Oh, yeah.
We have a separate one, but we were talking Thursday Night Football. I couldn't let that slide. I was like, last night, what a treat. Treat for the eyes.
We will Fashion Police that later on in the show. Yeah. Let's just say Razor's a fan of these uniforms.
These are awful, but not to tip my hand.
Let's just say Razor really likes them.
Yeah, no kidding.
617-779-7937. You can jump aboard here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keith. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch there, chat there, subscribe to WEEI. That's where you can watch along with our breakdown of these uniforms. You won't miss a second there of Jones and Keith. It is a Patriots Friday, which means it's also a top five Friday. Top five Bills
top
at 10:45.
All time Bills.
A lot of good Bills.
Great Bills.
Deep field.
I have more than five that really were knocking on the door to be a top five Bill.
Oh, we could have gone top 10.
In Twitter world, yours truly.
We'll find out.
Let's see where he fits in. Let's just find that out when we get there. We'll get to the Celtics and Bruins, both in action last night. Very different results for those teams. We got the Friday four-pack at 11:30. We also have Week in Review 12:45. Keith's Keys! The Pats and Bills, rematch.
Yeah.
And also Mike and Wenu on a Patriots Friday.
All right, Mike.
Will join us. Not to spoil the keys, Keith, but it's Pats and Bills. Who you got?
I'm going Pats. Now, this is also like when everybody's like, oh, the Pats are back kind of thing. And it's true because, you don't really in your head, you're like, are they going to really run the table, right? Are they going to lose week three and then win out? In your head, you're like, no, like they're obviously going to lose a couple of games. We were saying for a long time that even if they lose the Bills-Ravens game, what their record would be. Or as things were going on, you're like, maybe they split those games. But then when you get to the week and you're like, you got to pick it. And I think part of it was I was a little surprised that they were underdogs. And not to get like the whole betting part of it, but you're like, oh, it's plus money for them to win at home against the Bills team, which I don't think is great. We even had Sal Capaccio, who covers the team from Buffalo, say what I was saying earlier in the week, or confirming what I said earlier in the week. This is the worst Bills team in the last 6 years. So since Josh Allen really emerged, Steph Diggs' first year in Buffalo, 2020, he's been an MVP candidate. They've been a Super Bowl contender. Even though they've never made it, they've been a contender.
Yeah.
And this is their worst team. So even though Mahomes is down, Lamar's down, well, so's Josh Allen. They have a better record than those other teams, but I don't think they're great. Watched a lot of that Bengals game last week where Cincinnati really should have beat them, And then Cincinnati and Joe Burrow kind of fell apart and the Bills won. So I'll take the Patriots. I think they're playing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Better. I think Steph Diggs is going to have another really big game, motivated going up against the Buffalo Bills.
So you're with Stephen A.
I'm with Stephen A. Okay. That's a great take by him. So, no, I'll take the Patriots. I think it'll be super close. I think it'll be a tight game. Wouldn't be surprised if they played a third time come playoffs. But, yeah, I'm going to take the Pats.
So, if you were watching, and I know you were, Bengals and Bills last week, Christian Benford had the 63-yard pick that Burrow pretty much threw right to him.
Yep.
But it was a big play in the game. All of a sudden, he showed up yesterday at Bills practice in a walking boot.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can talk all we want about, oh, the Patriots are down Will Campbell. They still moved it constantly in that game without Will Campbell. They might get Jared Wilson back. We know they won't have Milton Williams. And they did a good job limiting James Cook in the first matchup.
Yeah, and that's going to be
important. When Milton Williams was there, that is.
Yeah.
I have the Patriots as well. Yeah. I just double-checked. They're 1.5 dogs on both FanDuel and DraftKings. They're plus 100 on the money line on both. So I think there's good value there.
Yeah.
But I'll pick them straight up in this game. And I think I'll put it to you like this for the matchup. And I do think this is the key Verizon matchup of the week. I think if you ask which defense has a better chance of slowing down the opposing quarterback, even if Josh Allen is the better quarterback on a one-game basis, you take him to win one game, I think the Patriots have a better chance of slowing down Josh Allen, slowing him down, not shutting him down, not stopping him, but doing what they did in the first matchup, than the Bills do with Drake May in this offense. The Bills are stopping nobody right now. They're not stopping anyone. And there are teams. Miami limited that Bills team. The Patriots did it. The Steelers did it for a half before the Bills started to pull away. In the second half of that game, the Bills stopped no one. And I don't think they're going to stop this offense. So that, to me, is what really breaks down. And that's your Verizon matchup for the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Do you agree with that? If the Patriots can slow down Josh Allen, I don't think the Bills can slow down and or stop this Patriots offense. I don't.
No, it doesn't seem like that because Drake May is using every guy he has on the field, whereas Josh Allen, and I don't even really blame Josh Allen for this, like it's him and James Cook. And, you know, Sal yesterday was telling us how, because I sort of was like, hey, are they putting too much on Josh Allen? Are they sort of forcing him to be great? And he's like, well, no, they're running the ball. Yeah, but part of that is also him. Like, he leads the team in rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
He has, like, 500 yards rushing.
He led them in rushing in the Patriots game.
That's what I'm saying. So, like,
so
he is – they're asking him to do a lot there, and then he doesn't have the playmakers at receiver to really help him out. So if they're able to limit James Cook – Cook's been awesome this year. He's got, like, what, 1,300 yards rushing or something insane already? He's had some big games. He had a 200-yard rushing game against Carolina, which they won easily. But in some of the games this year where he's been limited, including the Patriots game, he had 53 yards rushing. They lost. He had also 53 yards rushing against the Miami Dolphins. They lost that game. He did have a relatively big game against Houston, but they also ended up losing that one. So I feel like if you can limit him, like where else are they really going to turn? And make Josh Allen run around like crazy. You know, that's fine. I just think their receiving core is going to let them down in these big games. Like, they don't have anybody, even at tight end, like, they don't have anybody. Whereas each week we're talking about Drake May finding Hunter Henry for these big gainers, Kayshon Booty in the end zone, Steph Diggs. Who'd have thought that they would have the skill position advantage over another playoff team?
Crazy.
Right? Like, that is one of the big eye-opening things for this season. But, yeah, for all those reasons, I'll say, and after early in the season, it seems like they do have like a home field advantage. Like they have created themselves like a home field advantage. They play pretty well there. So I add all that to the mix.
So you can jump in on this 617-779-7937. Game of the week. Huge game for the Patriots. I think to open up people's eyes, maybe their own eyes, as a true Super Bowl contender, an AFC favorite, Drake May at the top of the board for the MVP. You beat Buffalo. I think all those things come your way. If you don't, I still think you win the division. I still think you're a playoff team, but I do think you're going to hear a lot of told you so's, and you're going to hear a lot of people hyping up the Ravens next week in this back-to-back stretch against two, what we thought at least, were going to be competitive games in the final month of the year. So we'll take all your thoughts on it on Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Again, 617-779-7937. You'll hear Keefe's Keys coming up at 1 o'clock to Pats and Bills. We got the Friday 4-pack at 11:30. Don't forget the Week in Review at 12:45. And Mike and Wenu later on a Patriots Friday. Plus, top five Bills coming your way at 10:45. And no, Twitch chat, we did not already do top five Bills this year.
Yeah, I thought we might have. We double-checked. We did not.
We went through, at least in our notes, which are very detailed.
Yeah.
I did not see top five Bills.
I think what
I don't know what we did, but it wasn't top five Bills.
I think we sort of mentioned it, and we might have, like, thrown some out there. But
did we Mount Rushmore it?
We may have, but we didn't do, like, a fancy graphic put it out there.
I think the genesis for what we do on Top Friday probably was, like, spitballing random Bills at that time. But I don't think we officially put together our top fives.
No.
We did, whatever. We'll repeat things from time to time on this show.
We didn't hear the keys. Basically, the week five keys.
No, we definitely didn't do back-to-back Red Sox plans.
No, that's not us. Anyway, stay tuned. Billy Lanny back. He's got all the latest here in trending. And then let's get to Joe Burrow, last week's matchup for the Buffalo Bills. Some very interesting comments earlier in the week. If he's gone, how does that impact things for the Patriots long term? I want to get to that again right after trending with Billy.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Boston Bruins and the Boston Celtics were both in action last night. The Bees are now on a four-game winning streak after a 6-3 win over the Jets in Winnipeg. David Pastrnak had 2 goals and 2 assists in the victory. Jonas Kopitar made 26 saves on 29 shots. The Bruins return to the ice tomorrow night in Minnesota to take on the Wild. The Seas had their 5-game winning streak snapped in their 116-101 loss to the Bucks in Milwaukee. Bucks forward Kyle Kuzma led all scorers with 31 points. Jaylen Brown scored 30 points and Jordan Walsh scored 20 points in the loss. Seas are right back on the court Monday night to host the Detroit Pistons. At New England Patriots practice yesterday, Terrell Jennings and Harold Landry did not participate, but Darian Lowe and Robert Spillane were limited. Pats are back on the practice field today at 11:30 to continue preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Buffalo Bills. With the win on Sunday, the Patriots will clinch the AFC East. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 1 o'clock. On Thursday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons defeated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 29-28. And tomorrow afternoon, you can hear the Army-Navy matchup right here on 93.7. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock, and kickoff from M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore is at 3. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.